everybody. Yes, welcome back to episode number 70 of the Paid Search Podcast. My name is Jason Rothman. I'm here with my co-host, Chris J.C. Chavez. Schaefer, Chris Schaefer, how's it going, buddy?
I'm safe and secure and dry and happy to be back in Houston. Everyone, thanks for everyone for reaching out and sending some emails and tweets and Facebook and all that stuff. You know, it's been a crazy week. Sorry about the reruns from last week, but it was necessary. I was out of pocket, out of home, but Jason, all is well.
Chris, you don't look like anything happening. You look so good. If that happened to me, I'd be such a mess on this podcast. But we got a lot of questions. People know you're down in the Houston area. So what happened? Like, were you there during it? Did you leave? Is everything okay?
I am newer to the Houston area, so tornadoes are more my style, Jason, as you know. I mean, I've lived in the North Texas area longer, and I came to Houston a few years ago. So hurricanes were new, so we literally just left the area. We ran away. It started sprinkling. We drove up to Dallas to stay with family there, and we were there for about 10 days. And we came back after everything dried up. Our home was fine, although there were some neighbors, you know, just a couple miles away that had complete devastation. So we were lucky. Wow. Nothing, not a branch fell, you know, not a blade of grass drowned. So wow. we were very lucky, although we did see our city on the news as we're sitting in Dallas, safe and dry. We see our city on the news. We see, the mayor and everything. So it was pretty crazy. But
Chris, you did drive a truck home, right?
I'm not a truck guy, but no, I didn't. I didn't make my appearance as the Texas Navy or Cajun Navy or anything. No,
I thought I saw a little something on Facebook.
No. Oh, we did bring a trailer.
Yeah, okay, so that's what I'm saying. You would never bring this up yourself, but I'm friends with you. You've got family members you're friends with. I see posts when they post about you.
They tag me.
This guy, not only did he go home back to a city, but he brought back a bunch of stuff that people up in Dallas donated for him to bring back. So we're dealing with a great guy here.
We made my wife, I did not. I helped pay for it by continuing to work, but my wife went to Costco and made the biggest purchase I've ever made. That was terrifying. Like she was about a couple dollars from overdrafting our account after that. I was like, I got to move some money.
that was
crazy.
But I saw that and I thought that was very impressive. And and I guess that shows you're down there right now. So I guess that's what everybody's doing.
Yeah, it's pretty
a
amazing.
Lot of helping
community,
out.
You've never seen a community come together like when something like this happens. You know, it reminds me of 9/11, you know, when the whole country just like suddenly just comes together. You know, America strong. I mean, it was pretty amazing. You know, it's horrible for all the people to lose their homes, but it's been amazing to watch the strength of people coming in the aid of people that need it. So, you know, it's pretty amazing stuff. But no, we're good. All right. And we're here to talk about AdWords.
We're glad you're back on your feet. Or your butt.
Thank you, my butt.
So, Chris, today's a Q&A episode. That was my question. But on today's episode, we're just going to kind of catch up with you guys. We've got some listener questions we want to get to. We have some pretty cool brand new. And when I say brand new, I mean Chris hadn't heard of one of them. News items with Google AdWords. There is someone at Google with a whip, and he just will not let people rest. Mm-hmm. They have the best advertising machine in the history of the world. A money printing press, but they don't get lazy. They just keep innovating, and it drives guys like you and me a little bit crazy and keeps us on our toes.
A little.
But it's all for the good. So we're going to talk about some new changes coming to Google AdWords. And I think, Chris, you fell in love with one of them when I told you about it. So we're going to get into that. But we're going to start off with Mitch. So, Chris, why don't you kind of break down Mitch's novel question.
Yeah, so Mitch sent us this email back in late July. Sorry for the late response here, but by the way, if anybody sent a question to us and you're not hearing back and you were hoping to, ping us again. You know, make sure that, you know, say, hey, I didn't hear back. I'd really like to get an answer about this. Let us know, because, you know, sometimes we just miss things. We try and keep notes.
And we, And we bank them for these shows.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. So Mitch writes to us, and he was talking about our podcast about bid strategy, max, you know, max conversions and bid strategies and manual bidding and all this kind of stuff. He has some really interesting input. Now, Mitch had a lot of interesting things that he put in this email. I won't go through the whole thing, but basically he's talking about, he has a either this is a client of his or he works in-house PPC, but basically he has a campaign that has bids that he has a max conversion bid set for these campaigns, and he's running some of these, and he's seeing keywords that have in a bid range of $900 to $1,000 bid range. Okay.
I mean, because he's turned on that automated max conversion strategy.
So when you look at the keywords tab and you look down the max CPC column, you know, you might see $5, $10, $20, $40. Mitch is seeing 900 to 1,000 for some of these premium keywords. Okay. And that's because Google has determined in order to have the most efficiency, as he puts it in the email, to make it rain, when it comes down to an important search query that Google sees and it's a high probability of a conversion, he sees $900,000 bid range. And he even sees that happen sometimes, you know, $200, $300 individual cost per click for some of these search queries. So what's really amazing is he talks about the difference between letting a campaign with a max conversion bidding setting run with a very large budget, okay? And basically the conclusion that he comes to is he says, I found a lot more success in running a campaign like this and limiting how much budget Google is able to take with it. So he says, scenario A, you allow max conversion bidding on some of this stuff, and you give it a large budget to work with. Let's say maybe, you know, he has $10,000 a day on something like right. this, you know, a huge budget, because they were talking about really big bids here. So he has big, so scenario A, Google will just go crazy. They'll hit some high bids. They'll try and really push and try and spin that budget and maximize conversions. Whereas scenario B is he will take these hand-selected keywords that tend to provide the best results and build a new campaign with a limited budget, maybe, I don't know, $3,000, $2,000. Right. So Google is forced to make more critical decisions. I say Google, we're talking about the algorithm here, guys. Google,
yep.
That's just a general term. But the Google bot for AdWords bidding will make more critical decisions about what is important, what deserves that bid of $100, $200, you know, $500, because it has a limited budget in order to make those decisions. So he's saying wow. Really great information here. He didn't really ask a question, but what he did is he gave some test results that he's been doing, which, Jason, basically is not every account out there is going to be able to determine these kind of things, because not everybody can truly have the budget and power
right.
to be able to make these bid
another,
adjustments like this.
Another reason I appreciate Mitch sending in this suggestion is because as much AdWords activity as you and I see every day and every month, there's still, I mean, we only have so many campaigns that we manage. So when listeners send in suggestions that they're seeing, it's just like there's a whole lot bigger brain trust out there if everyone who listens to the show shares suggestions at some point. So Mitch, we appreciate that suggestion, and I think he sent it in is because a few weeks ago I had talked about how I was having success with an automated bid strategy, mm-hmm. Max conversion. So I will try this splitting it into smaller campaigns with lower budgets so the system works a little smarter. He also recommends setting up an experiment first and testing the results. And Chris, I also saw this when I tried a different automated strategy, max bidding. He put the bid straight to $1,000.
That's crazy.
And so,
I mean, that's
the machine.
Some of my clients, that's their entire month. You know, it just blows me away.
Well, you know, we learned about the penny saver system from you. So if all the competitors are bidding $20 mm-hmm. or close to that, and you bid $1,000, you're going to pay $20 and a penny, assuming quality scores are equal. So it doesn't mean you're going to have $1,000 cost per clicks, but if a competitor has a strategy of show higher than the other guy or automated bids himself, you could get into like a war. without even knowing it and have super costly bids. So I guess the main suggestion is machine learning, automated bid strategies can be great, but be very careful. And it's still not set it and forget it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Mitch.
And one last thing. Mitch, I just have to read the last part of your email here. He says, I really enjoy listening to your podcast, by the way. One of the only PPC audio resources where the hosts have personalities. I think I've read that before. I mentioned that before, but I love that. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mitch. That hits.
Did he?
That hits
I don't have the question in front of me, Chris. Did he say personalities plural?
Plural. There's an I-E-S. Really? Yeah. Plural.
Really?
He gives both of us rankings of non. We have souls. We are PPC guys with souls. Isn't that great? That's a good feeling.
I've heard some of the music you listen to, and it doesn't sound like people with souls listen to that. But, Chris, speaking of personalities, I took a mini personality test, the Myers-Briggs thing.
Oh, boy.
Some website has, like, a mini version of that. Mm-hmm. Maybe you should take it, too, and we can tell people what our personalities are. But, Chris, it was spooky how spot-on it was, this personality type. And people out there, I guess, can guess, but because I don't really want to share it. But it was.
You mentioned it.
I don't want to go out there naked. I mean, I'll go out there with you. And we can break down the personalities one day, maybe on like the YouTube. But man, Chris, creepy.
Yeah.
How spot on it was. But you know, Chris, I was going to read Stacy's question, but it's so good and it's such a hot, sexy topic. I'm going to push it to the end. I'm going to tease him. So I'm going to jump to Media Bridge Solutions, who asked us a question on YouTube. And I'm basically, Chris, they are running very in-depth scripts, and his question was basically, he has a script. You were a little impressed by this.
It's intimidating. So guy, buckle up for a second here. Pay attention. Okay. 'Cause it gets a little heavy.
Hey guys, great podcast/show, by the way, just a quick question. Do you recommend running scripts? So that's one question, Chris,
and the answer to that.
Well, let's break it down at the end, because honestly, I guess we're going to have two different answers there. But for example, I have a bid to position script that runs hourly based on the label I have set to the keyword. And I've set it to a maximum CPC based on the competitive keyword that is running. My head's going to explode. Sometimes I get low-cost clicks, other times higher. But I do win out on position. So would you recommend this? Thanks in advance, Media Bridge Solutions. So, Chris, answer to the first question. Well, let's answer the second question first. That complicated of a script, you and I think it's safe to say we don't do that.
No, absolutely not. I do not run complicated scripts based on keyword labels that bid up or bid down based on, you know, what that position label is.
That reads the label. Yeah, that's a little bit, to me, MBS, it might work well for you, but I think that's Chris and I just see other options out there like automated bidding, manual bidding, and reviewing it every week. We're happy with those solutions.
Here's the thing, what we don't know. He didn't mention how much he's spending and what, you know, what type of high turnover, you know, he might be working
right
with.
So, and how often he's in the campaign.
I would say my answer to this is yes, do this. If you are at a level of such a high intensity campaign that, you know, I would say, like, if you're spending 30, 40K plus, maybe that's, you know, a month, maybe that would be the level that you might get into something like this, you know, with like, I don't know, 5,000 plus keywords, you know, where you're just getting tons and tons of clicks and stuff like that. It's literally your entire day to go through and optimize bids for something like this. Yes, I could see how this might be beneficial, but if you're running a moderate campaign, 3,000, 4,000, and you have, you know, a couple hundred keywords, this is overkill.
And you're in there once a week?
Yeah, it's overkill. It's too much. I mean, you do not need that type of bid manipulation at that intricate of a level.
So if someone made me do that kind of bidding on one of the campaigns you're talking about, Chris, a normal $3,000 to $4,000 a month campaign, I couldn't do it, because what I would be telling my boss or whatever is, you've got me focusing on seeing if this script is helping us in running right, where we could just set the bids on manual, set the bids to something close to what the cost per click has been, and then I can focus on what matters, which is the conversion data.
Yeah.
And increase bids on conversion keywords that get a lot of conversions, decrease bids on keywords that don't get a lot of conversions. So it seems a bit complicated, but that said, if it's working for you, keep doing it. But then also ask yourself, like Chris said, how big is your campaign and is it worth it spending all this time looking at trying to track this script? So Chris, that said, let's talk about scripts. I don't think we've ever talked about it.
No,
on this show.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
And we're 70 episodes in. So what is, if a new client is calling you or someone's calling you for coaching services at chrisschaefer.com, just PayPal me the money for the plug. And they ask you about scripts. Chris, your coaching is great. I'm going to manage my account for the next month based on your coaching, but I've heard a lot about scripts. What would your answer be?
Again, I would back off of script recommendations unless you're working with a high turnover volume campaign. Okay. Scripts can be useful for minor tasks, but for high-end type of stuff, I would leave that to, you know, for a lack of a better word, you know, just high volume campaigns. When it comes to scripts for me, I use it for automated changes that are maybe done on a monthly basis or maybe a weekly.
You're like Bill Gates in Albuquerque in like 1973 with his super, super basic computer. Like, you're doing something with scripts automated, but it's like the most basic.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's
script
like
thing ever.
It's like lazy Chris stuff. Like, oh, I need to bump this client's bid, our budgets up to $2,000 instead of $1,000. So I'm going to automate on the first to bump it up by $30 or something like that. You know,
right. It's, clients don't run ads on the 4th of July. Ads go off automatically on 4th of July.
We talk about it on the phone and need to be sure and shut down for this whole week because he's going on vacation. I automate that. You know, that's the kind of scripts that I'm talking about, which are basically not scripts. They're really just rules. They're not even really scripts, but it's the same kind of idea. It's the same result. So I don't really use scripts where I copy and paste scripts from script AdWords websites. There's stuff out there. If you search for AdWords scripts on Google, you'll find entire websites devoted to scripts. I don't really use those at all.
Chris, I don't use them either. It might be to my detriment, but that is just my personality. Once I got busier and busier, I started thinking, how am I going to manage more accounts? I need to learn scripts. So I started Googling and tried to learn a little bit. My brain just isn't suited for it. Talking about personalities earlier, mm-hmm. I just not interested in it. But I knew I needed to automate more things and get quicker. So I went to Optimizer. And we were speaking about plugs earlier. This is like the opposite of a plug. Instead of me plugging Optimizer and them giving me money, I plug Optimizer and then I give them money. So, I promise you this is not an advertisement, paid advertisement. It is an advertisement though, because I love Optimizer. They basically, in my opinion, Chris, do a lot of things that scripts do, but make it into kind of a user-friendly software platform.
Yeah.
So if you're interested in scripts and automated kind of things, I would take a look at Optimizer.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
So
there you go.
Chris, before we get to Stacy, why don't you read this question from B. Greenan, because I know this is something you've been dealing with.
It is. It's something close to my heart, and I have to say I'm glad that this was brought up because I've been dealing with this for about a month now with some angry emails and frustrated keyboard banging. But he says, B. Greenan, maybe Brian, maybe Brad, maybe Brittany.
Maybe Beverly. Maybe Beverly. Maybe Betsy.
I just choked. Okay. I'd like to see you guys.
Maybe it's our boy, Bravesh. Shout out to Bravesh.
Come on. Come on. I'm trying to read it here. All right. I'd like to see you guys do a video on the new Google Home services and how it'll impact your business. Okay. So first, let's stop right there. Google Home services. Many of you have probably never heard this before. Exactly. What's that? Google Home services is basically Angie's List for Google. Okay. What it does is there's a new system that's still in beta. It's only available in some limited markets, but essentially electricians, AC repair, plumbers, locksmith, stuff like that. These are companies that are eligible for this new home service thing. If you do a search for locksmith near me or AC repair near me, there's a new advertisement listing that will show up at the top of Google above the PPC results. sound the alarm. I mean, like, what? I'm supposed
Chris,
to be
Chris, are we
going
to get to one day the organic results are going to be on page two?
Yeah, it's like new videos and pictures and, you know, cat picture. Yeah, it's going to push everything down. Like, what's Google all about? But essentially, it's something over the paid ads. Something that I have clients, you know, in the AC business to spend $50, $60 for some of these clicks, right? I mean, these are high-end clicks, and they're being pushed down the page below the fold because of this new Google Home Services. And essentially what it is, it's a pay-per-lead system, okay? Here's the thing. B. Greenan asked how this is going to affect things. He thinks it'll completely obliterate the entire lead gen business model. It'll also destroy any chances of new businesses that may get to have any traction in Google. Do we see this as a catastrophe or an opportunity? I'll tell you what. At this point, I think it's a catastrophe because it's incredibly frustrating for, like you said, if you're not in the system, to try and get into the system. Basically, the system right now is being tested, and my clients that I've worked with haven't been invited. I can't seem to get in. I've filled out the form. I've called. I'm griping, and I can't get into the system.
You're a Google partner. Yeah, don't they take your call, Chris?
I got a badge floating above my head right here. What else? I mean, I take the test. I mean, I've been in the system forever. I have the freaking notebook, you know, and I can't get into the system. How is a non-certified person even supposed to understand what to do? They don't have. May not realize there's a phone number to call, you know, to try and get direct answers. So essentially, what I was told is you have to fill out this form and wait. That's it.
Right.
It's like some kind of communist system where you'll get your bread. You know, you wait in line. You'll get. It's upsetting, and at this point, it frustrates me, and it frustrates my client because they've seen a drop in leads. They've seen a drop in the clicks because there's listings above their ads, and this is a whole new thing.
Yeah.
So basically, my thoughts is it's frustrating because if you're not in the system, you're not part of the club. And if you're not part of the club, you're just looking in the windows and wondering what it's like. So I'll let you guys know once I get in and I'm able to do it. But for now, it's I don't like it because I don't like the limited availability to some advertisers, and other advertisers are not allowed in.
And it's not like you're not dealing with a scrub spending like $500 a month.
No,
like you told me about your air conditioning client. These are big Google advertisers.
This is in Phoenix, you know, and he's spending a lot in Google.
Yeah.
You know,
a lot.
It's one of my larger clients that I work with in monthly spend. And they can't
possibly
get in.
One of Google's larger clients. And I mean, no one's a large client to Google because there's so many, in Phoenix, it's probably one of the bigger advertisers.
Yeah, absolutely. If we look at Phoenix, I mean, I can tell you their search impression share and their volume of searches on the auction insights is trending at the very top. I mean, there's only a couple of advertisers that are even in their category, you know, as far as spend. So, and those two or three compete pretty big. So, and for some reason, they're not in. We can't get in. We don't know. We're just waiting and waiting. So anyway, that's my thoughts on it. Right now, I'm angry. Eventually, I'll get in and I'll have some more thoughts.
What's hilarious to people who aren't watching is Chris has a shirt right now that says chilling.
Chilling, yeah. Chilling. Well, you can't see the button. It says chilling with – see that? Chilling with my peeps, you know. So that's for you.
Yeah, so look at your shirt. Tell the client to relax,
chilling.
Man. It's not
– It's okay. So, just,
I mean, how much of your business comes from Google anyway? Yeah, oh, you know, 99%.
You're losing 30% of your leads. Cool down, man. Just chill. Yep. Yeah, right.
Chris, I mean, my thoughts are it looks interesting, but one thing I've noticed is that in these articles, and we'll link to it on the show notes page on our website, they launched the pilot in 2015. So it doesn't seem like it's grown especially fast. And my other thing is people like going to Google, getting information, clicking on ads, making a list for big projects around their house. You and I were talking before the show. We don't just go to Google, click on the first thing, and say, oh, yeah, come to my house and do a $5,000 job that might result in my house flooding or it might result in my house being fixed. I mean, we do our research. So will the booking thing work out for them? We don't know, but it's a good question, and we'll just have to watch it. But you got all the best advice and most up-to-date advice from Chris just now, and it sounds just like it's apply, and then hopefully they let you
cross
in.
Cross your fingers, yeah.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see where that goes. So, Chris, our last question here is from Stacy.
Yeah.
Not Stacy's mom, who's got it going on.
Got it going on, right.
But Stacy. Oh, boy.
More 90s music.
Oh, boy. Don't that music video to a 13-year-old Jason.
Oh, my goodness. I can see
oh,
it.
Oh, boy.
Now. Yeah. Talk about watching videos over and over.
Yeah, for anyone who didn't see the pre-show, I've been watching a lot of NSYNC and Backstreet Boys this week. So things have changed in my world. So, Chris, from Stacy. Stacy, thanks for writing in. I'm going to read her question here, Chris. Very interesting. It's a hot topic.
Yeah, so. I like this.
Hi, guys. First and foremost, I love your podcast. I'm trying to speed listen my way through what is available on iTunes and plan on going through your archives when I am done. By the way, the archives are right there on the homepage, paidsearchpodcast.com. I find your show both informative and entertaining, and often find myself laughing out loud. She says something very curious, Chris. You two make a great team.
Yeah.
I guess that means she likes both of us and not just yeah, okay.
That's fine. I mean, that's not two everybody times has people, to like me the yeah. most. You know, it yeah, can be okay. you two.
You know, Chris, we're like peanut butter and jelly. It's like if you just took it in together, it'd be gross, but right there on the sandwich, right there in a podcast, it just works. So
yeah, true.
I love you, man. My question. He didn't answer, everybody. Just keep that noted. He's not comfortable enough to answer. And I'm kind of glad he did. My question, what are your models or just simply recommended models for paying for PPC management? Paying for PPC management. I have been managing my own campaigns for years because I was sorely disappointed in the performance when handing the campaigns over to agencies. Last time I ventured down this path, the fee was 25% of the AdWords budget.
Mm.
Interested in your thoughts around this topic and what you think I should look out for when evaluating a provider. Thank you. Please don't stop creating new episodes. Hey, Stacy, keep writing in, keep leaving us reviews, and we will not stop. So, Chris, let's...
It's conditional.
Well, it's conditional. And by the way, drop this team thing, Stacy. You know, write to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, tell me how my blue shirt looks. I got a comment from...
Where's your... Yeah, never mind.
Yeah, wear the ties today. You know, Chris,
yeah.
A lot going on in this country, yeah, okay, man. Hurricanes, North... Right. I mean, I can't do a tie Back every to Stacy's week. I'm stressed. Now. I'm incredibly stressed. But anyway, Stacy... So, Chris, let's break this down point by point. So, first thing you took issue with was, first thing, the most important thing, I think you and I both agree, when you're looking for a provider, when you're talking about fees, paying for pay-per-click or AdWords management, to me and you, the biggest thing is that you know how much you're actually paying. We hear from clients from time to time, I was just giving this big agency $2,000 a month, and they didn't tell me how much was going to AdWords. You and I both think that's unacceptable.
Absolutely.
And why don't you break down just why?
Absolutely. Because Stacy made a point here that many companies cannot make a distinction on. She gave a percentage that she was paying the company, right? She said 25%. Now, I mean, that could be high, could be low. It just depends on what services they're providing. But the point is she knew what percentage she was providing. If Stacy was paying $3,000 and she was getting X number of leads, she can't identify what percentage – she's actually paying for the agency's services themselves and how much she's paying Google. So the difference right. is make sure you get an itemized invoice here to show how much you're really paying Google.
Or just own your AdWords account, have your credit card tied to the account, and you know how much is going to Google, and then you pay the agency separately. That's how Chris and I do business.
That's the best
And
way.
It's just more transparent. And it's better for everybody, in my opinion, unless you're trying to rip people off.
And here's the thing. When it comes to percentages, I think she's wondering, like, you know, how much? Is 25% a lot? Is it a little? And here's the thing. In my opinion, I think that percentages should be based on how much the provider can provide, right?
Service-wise.
Yeah, exactly. So full-service agencies, they can do AdWords management, creative design of ads. They can do landing page creation. I mean, they can do content writing for your landing page. They can you know, handle everything from A to Z.
Get on the phone with you every week if you want.
Talk to you on you know, whenever you want. Do monthly or weekly meetings. This means higher percentage. Okay, for me, and Jason's, you know, a little different. He provides a little bit different service than me. But for me, I do exclusively AdWords. I don't touch your landing page. I don't do creative design for image ads. I don't do a lot of this stuff. I just provide AdWords management. So my percentage fees are lower. So you should check that against how much you're paying. And I would say, you know, 10% might be a you know, an AdWords only type of, you know, limited services they can provide, and a higher percentage of 20, 30, 40% might be someone who's providing everything from A to Z. So that's kind of a scale that you might want to check with what your agency is providing.
Right. And in terms of what they should look out for when evaluating a provider, Chris, I've got a couple things that come to mind. One is just do you get what they're talking about on that initial call when they tell you how they're going to make your AdWords campaign better? Is it understandable to you as the business owner? I think that's a huge thing, being comfortable with who you're hiring. A second thing is ownership of the account. Again, Chris and I don't own the AdWords accounts. We let our clients own their own AdWords accounts. We get access to them. If for some reason they want to go a different direction, it's a professional transaction and they remove our access. So try to keep access to your own account. That's another tip. And the third thing, Chris, I kind of like the idea, if I was going out there shopping for a provider, I would want to leave whatever I had intact, and the new provider could either build new campaigns, they could copy the original campaigns and paste them in and then work out of those new copied campaigns, but always have what you had before you went to the provider before you do business with them. So you have a backup, maybe download a backup from editor just so you don't ever go backwards. Maybe they don't make things better. Maybe you're not happy with them, but at least they won't make things worse if you always have the original campaigns to fall back on left untouched.
Yeah. Good point. All right. So there you go. We don't talk, you know, much about that, but I think that's a good question. Good point. And happy to share our thoughts on, you know, how you guys can evaluate providers.
Yep. So Chris, man, you were just, you hadn't talked on a podcast in a couple of weeks, and you were just going on and on and on, using up a lot of our time here. So,
if it's
cool with you, I say we read our iTunes review of the week, get out of here, and maybe we'll do the new AdWords news on YouTube.
Sure. Sounds good.
Okay. So, Chris, we love the iTunes reviews, as we've talked about in the past. I read them in a certain location of my house, and guys, it stresses me out when I don't see that number grow. But the numbers are growing. We got 22 reviews now. Chris, we're cracking that top 10 on iTunes when you put in AdWords.
I love
We are cracking it, man. And we used to be number 22. So we have a new review from Cut the Blank is their name.
That's good. I like that. Are you saying blank or is it actually blank?
No, it's actually Cut the Blank. Okay. Solid stuff. 5 stars.
Oh.
Got hooked by the first listen, and I got to say, really? Really, the first listen? Because I've gone back and listened to that,
I don't
Chris.
Think they necessarily – no, because in the podcast, oh,
okay,
you, can't,
great point.
You can't listen
it
to
the first
episode.
It wasn't the first listen yet. Okay.
So it might it be episode like episode. 30 or something like that.
Woo, because, man, whoever that guy was on the first episode, I want to go back and find him and become him again. Life was less stressful. but anyway, got hooked by the first listen. Great actionable info. Well and patiently explained. I would love to hear more on Google Shopping tips and tactics. Truth be told, it's my first podcast review because you asked so maturely. And then they have like an emoji with the tongue out.
Maturely. That's nice.
Don't encourage me. So now that I turned you into 21, let's have a drink. So
hey.
I'm going to.
Oh, yeah.
This is how much I love my girlfriend. I have the big C on the cup for Cynthia.
Cynthia. Okay. I have a cup with stickers on it. There you go.
State of Texas. So thank you, Cut the Blank, for the review. You have helped us bump up in the rankings, and we really appreciate that. I appreciate the reviews. I know it's not a natural thing to go out there and leave a review. You go out of your way, and we appreciate it. So, Chris, let them know where they can find you.
Yeah. Thanks for listening, guys. You can find me and my AdWords-only services, being snobby, at chrisschaefer.com. That's it.
And you know what, Chris? In the spirit of just everything you've been through, you came back to the show. I appreciate it. My plug for the week, ChrisSchaefer.com, guys. Go get those coaching services. We get a lot of questions. Hey, Jason, do you do coaching? Sometimes they just write to me. And I go, no, I don't. But Chris does a great job. Yeah. So ChrisSchaefer.com. So everybody, thanks for listening. Thank you for sending in those questions. Send them to us. Facebook, Twitter, all the links are on our website, paidsearchpodcast.com. We have a contact page there. You can leave questions there and also on YouTube. So thank you for listening. We will be back next week with episode number 71. Thanks so much.